So she flew to her uncle, a doctor named Dake, whose office was high in a tree by the lake. And she cried,
"Uncle Doctor, oh please do you know of some kind of pill that would make my tail grow?"
"Tut, tut," said the doctor, "such talk is absurd. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird." not a smudge. As if she'd been tapped down behind by a switch. And Gertrude looked around and she cheered. It was true, it was true.
Two feathers.
Two feathers. Exactly like La La Lee Loo. Then she got an idea.
Now I know what I'll do. I'll grow one tail. Better, 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 better. Better than La La Lee Loo. These pills that grow feathers are working just fine.
So she nibbled another one off of the vine. She felt a new twitch. And then Gertrude yelled.
Miss Lala has only just two. I have three. When Lala the Loo sees this beautiful stuff, she'll fall right down flat, flat on her face, sure enough. I'll show her who's pretty. I certainly will. Why, I'll make myself even prettier still, even prettier still.
She snatched at those berries that grew on that vine. She gobbled up over 6, 7.
Gulp.
8, 9. She didn't stop eating and Gertrude McBuns till she'd eaten 3 dozen. That's all. 90 pounds. She yanked and she pulled, she yanked and pulled, and she let out a squawk. But that bird couldn't fly, she couldn't fly, she couldn't fly, she couldn't run, she couldn't walk. And all through that night she was stuck, she was stuck on that hill. And Gertrude McFaws might be stuck up there still if her good Uncle Dake hadn't heard the girl yell. He rushed to her rescue and brought along help to lift Gertrude up. Almost broke all their beaks, and to fly her back home it took almost 2 weeks.
Dr. Seuss's Gertrude McFuzz in musical form. Coming up, my friend Oliver has an underwater adventure. But first, here's Under the Sea.
Ariel, listen.